Hello again, Marede, and welcome back.
Thank you.
The video number two. We just ended the first one, and I have made this line of videos where the headline is "Conversations about Opportunity When the Winds of Change is Blowing." I invite people to talk in two videos, 15 minutes each video, and the guest decides the headline. And I would like to say that in the first video, I didn't say how people can reach you to get your sound therapy, but I will do a text where they can get your email so they can contact you if
Yeah.
they are interested.
And maybe you can tell them too that I have two song groups now where it's possible to sing the note from heaven if people are interested to join these
Yeah,
groups.
exactly. You have started in English now as well.
Yeah.
Yes, great.
So
I
I have
forgot
a
that.
Danish group and an international group, and yeah, everyone is very welcome.
Yeah, great, great.
Yeah.
Cool. We got to talk about that. But your second headline is "Our Bodies Self-Healing If We Give It a Little Help on the Way."
Yeah.
I agree, but will you tell more about that?
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, now I was lost for words.
Silence is great. Silence
Yeah,
is gold.
it is. Even though we try to live as pure as possible, as good as possible, you know, eat pure food and drink pure water and think good thoughts and get a lot of sleep. We cannot avoid that toxins will come into our bodies because there are toxins in the air we breathe. And yeah, there are toxins everywhere. We are surrounded by toxins in our environment. And our bodies, I believe that our bodies are self-cleaning and self-healing under the right circumstances. If we make sure that our inner environment is clean as possible and as good as possible. But we are surrounded by a lot of toxins and we have to help our body to get rid of these toxins. We know now that the sound, when we do sound healings, the sound can loosen toxins that has become stuck in our bodies. But the sound cannot take them out. Then we need a strong liver, for example, to do the work. We are depending on our liver to excrete the toxins. And yeah, there are different things that you can do, and I'm doing what I yeah th what I feel is helping me. And yeah, I drink a lot of pure water. I make sure that the water is pure and clean, so I have a machine that is a filter that is purifying the water. And also I drink chlorella and spirulina and a lot of greens that works as a magnet that helps pull out the toxins from the body. It's called kilogenes. I think it is yeah, it works as a magnet. And then also I take charcoal. Do you know that?
I think I do, but I'm not quite sure.
No. It's made out of coconut shells, and it's a kind of coal that Yeah, it's pulling out the toxins. It's working as a magnet, and I drink it as the very first thing, next to my lemon water. In the morning, I always start the day out drinking a glass of water with half a lemon in it.
Maybe if we didn't get to explain it to understand the words, I can write them in the text below the video so people can search for what we're talking about. If
That's a good idea.
yeah, should we do that?
That's a good idea.
Yeah.
Then I believe in intermittent fasting too. It has become clear to me that when I give my body a long period every day where I'm not eating, then everything flows better. So I have my first meal around midday, 12, and then I'm not eating after 7 o'clock in the evening. So there are a long period of time where I pause the digestion, and that works well for me.
I'm a kind of person who loves to eat. I love food. I love everything. So if for many people, I think we have been, I don't know the English word, but along the way, we have been putting more and more food and drink and smoking and everything in our bodies to not feel so much. So I see, I don't know if that's the case, but I see that for many, it can be a challenge not to eat that well, that long. So how can we start in the small way? How can we, what's the most important thing to start with? And how can we start small? Because I think if we feel it's too big of a step for us, we don't even start. And that's, I think that's a shame. So how can we take small steps and make that a success? And then keep on going when we feel we are getting better. And I have to say, when I ask you, it's your opinion, it's your experience, so it can be difficult. So we are just trying to inspire people to take new steps, new ways of doing things or being in the world. So we don't have we don't know everything what's the best for you. You have to feel in your body, and if you can use our tips and inspiration, right? So what?
Absolutely. And it's important to say that we are different. We are different, and we all have to feel what is right for us, because what is right for me, is not, maybe it's not right for you. So we always have to feel ourselves. When do I feel well? What do I have to do in order to feel well? And what I have experienced that when it became clear to me what I'm here to do, and I started doing this, from that on, I started eating lighter food. I became happier, more happy, and in every way I feel more light. It's like life has become much easier and lighter. And I believe it has to do with the vibration. When we are not compromising ourselves anymore, then everything gets lighter. And we're getting lighter, and then we are eating less. So it has been for me. Today, I really like warm drinks. So I drink a lot of hot water with squeezed lemon and tea and ginger tea, and I drink a lot during the day. And I
And
have found out that very often when I think of food, actually I'm not hungry. And when I drink a cup of tea, that is it. That is it.
yeah. I thought about the other day. I love eat. Yeah, as I said, I love eating. And the other day, my husband said to me, "Oh, you like popcorn?" No, not that particular. But I like snacking, and I like so I buy some organic corns and pop them myself, and I buy some healthy salt. To so that's I can snack, but I'm trying to do it in a healthy way. So, and that's what I mean about taking small steps. We don't have to change the world in one day.
No,
And
we cannot.
if it gets too big of steps for us, we just stop and go back to the old habits. So I think it's very important that we embrace ourselves for doing the small steps. And I get Sanna 4 years old if I'm told you cannot do that and you cannot eat that and you cannot if I hear that, I have to do it. So for me, it's better to do a little and get new habits started.
Yeah, absolutely. And there is a reason that we eat the things we do. Because if we are not aware, we use food to suppress feelings. So when emotions are coming up, we can make them go away when we eat, for example, sugar or all of these stimulants. So we have to become aware why we are eating, what it gives us, the things we eat, what is it doing to us?
I agree. I agree.
I know you are very hard with the time, Sanne, and
Yeah.
I
I was
will.
actually going to, yeah, because I think we could talk for days about these topics, right? But our body's health healing, if we give it a little help on the way.
And
So
there is,
you have 2 minutes left.
there's a thing that I really want to share because it has done a big difference to me. For many years, I suffered for lung infections. It became a habit that every autumn I got a cold, and then after that, I had a lung infection, and it was so difficult for me to get out of this. And then at a time I met a very a nat what's it called a naturopath that I respect a lot. Her name is Pernille Damore, and I have learned a lot from her. And she taught me how to do coffee enemas. And to begin with, I thought it was a very strange thing, and that I didn't have to do this, I thought. But then, at a time where a new lung infection was on the way, she said that if you want to get rid of this, you have to have more C, vitamin C, and probiotics. And then you have to try to do these coffee enemas. And then I thought, okay, I will try it. And what is a coffee enema? It is an enema. You are taking coffee in from the bottom, in the bottom, into your gut.
Excuse me, but is it the S or just
Yeah, yeah.
okay?
It is. It is. It has to come into your gut.
Yeah, okay.
And when you are using an enema set today, I brought it. Such thing. So you put coffee. There's a way to do it, and I think people can contact me if they want to. I can tell more about
Yeah,
it.
exactly.
But when you get the coffee in, you are lying on your right side
Yeah,
because
but I think
they
we
don't.
have to stop it because it gets too much talking. And if they really want to, I can say you told me last week, and I am so curious about everything. So I wanted to test it last Sunday. And excuse me, but I really, really think it could be a new habit for me. Not because of the work, but I could feel in the long term, I'm not going to do it every day. I don't have
No.
time for that, or I don't choose the time for that.
Yeah.
But I thought, yeah, maybe once a week I would try that for a month. And I had a feeling that it could be a new good habit for me. And that could be the end of these videos. Self-care,
Yeah.
self-love. We are
Absolutely.
allowed to do nice thing for ourselves, even if it's
Yeah.
putting coffee in our ass. No, I'm just kidding.
Yeah, but it's not that. It's important to
I know,
say
I have
that,
tried.
yeah, it's important to say that it's a way to really boost your immune system, because when you are lying with the coffee, your gallbladder is it starts releasing glutathione, which is the strongest antioxidant that our bodies can produce itself. And this glutathione will go out into your bloodstream and pick up all the free radicals. And what is free radicals? It is toxins. And if we don't remove them, they will attack our cells. So it's really strengthening our immune system. And I haven't had a lung infection since 2012, I think, around that. Yeah.
I love it. I love everything that is natural healing and not helps us na in the natural way. And thank you for sharing.
Yeah.
Could we end these videos with a boost your self-love?
You're very hard on the time. There's so much to say, but
Yeah, we could.
yeah.
I and now the time is running, and we could
Yeah,
talk
it
about
is.
this for days.
Yeah.
But take care of yourself, and thank you,
Thank
Marita,
you so much for
for joining
inviting me,
me.
Stanley.
You're welcome. It was a
Yeah.
pleasure. Bye bye.
Bye.